But this is from Jamie Wharton. Now, Jamie Wharton is a fellow who contributes quite regularly, so I believe what he's telling me.
Mm-hmm.
I must admit, walking past the T-shirts which don't fit me in the HMV shop, as it were, I thought to myself, that's the best T-shirt I've seen for a very long time. Bizarrely, I get in here a day later, and Jamie's ripped you about the same T-shirt. He was in the shop the other day, and he bought one of those T-shirts, the new South Park T-shirts, right?
Oh, yes, yeah, I bought one for Sunny yesterday.
I hope it was the right one, the one that says, oh, my God, they killed Kenny.
No, I bought him the one that says, just a load of tree-hugging hippie crap.
Anyway, the Oh My God They Killed Kenny one has a picture of Kenny lying sideways and his carcass is all stripped up and all the rest of it. Now, and of course, as always, this T-shirt was packed around a piece of plain grey cardboard substance. When Jamie unwrapped this, and he swears by his mother's life this is true, he found the following message.
Written on cardboard?
Help. Get us out of here.
Whoa.
By one of the packers. Now, in his own handwriting, he says, honestly, I haven't made this up. Help. Get us out of here.
You wouldn't. We don't want to make it up and send it to us. Actual packing inside to help get us out of here.
Yeah.
Wow. That is great, isn't it?
Yeah. You must nothing to do with football, but it doesn't matter.
That's great. We don't have to always, bring anyone through. We'll see what this is like. Annie, where's Annie? What number is she on? She's line 7, this will be Annie, and I bet it's not about football. Good evening, Annie.
Hello, Dan.
Hello, Annie, where are you?
Annie and Danny and Danny.
On Rivoli, on an airboat.
Lucky woman.
And you're breaking up.
No, I don't worry about us breaking up. No, I'm not breaking up. I went quiet because, yes, all right, there can be silences when Barry Davies is commentating and even Kevin Keegle and of course, Brian Moore. Those silences we don't want. What we do want are those silences when we're talking to narrowboats. How wonderful, Annie. You don't live on it. You don't live on it, do you?
No, we don't live on it. Oh. We just have it for weekends and we have people over and we listen to the...
You on this one, I do think there is a bias towards the Tottenham players.
No, also, if you notice,
John Gorman, that was it, thank you. John Gorman, as we know, traditionally, the England manager has a shadow.
Centro Panza.
I think we call them the tapeworm. They do have a tapeworm. Phil Neal being the most famous, of course, when he sat
and
there.
Bob Mills, of course, in your case.
And, no, there was the other one. Oh, Laurie McManamy, when he used to sit there with his Mac on in his hands and his lap. What was Laurie McManamy doing? And now we have John Gorman.
Yeah.
Who's, and I bet he's drawing a very decent wage.
Yeah.
Turf him out. If you go to the World Cup and play 4 games and lose 2 of them, turf him out. The Saudi Arabians don't mess around. Get on.
John Gorman, who's one season actually running a team, saw Swindon spiralling out of the Premier League.
But, that sounds like a cliche when people
say... Wait, one more final point.
Go on.
Before I go.
Go on. I've got half a pint to me.
Alan Shearer.
Yeah.
Okay, was a bit unlucky and everything.
He
missed the thing is, surely, if you noticed what Tony Adams was doing on the park during the game, bring all the players together, concentrating, and the way he was...
Tony Adams turned into Lord Byron somewhere along the line, and he thinks it's ain't noble in being an ex-artist. And they're only, it's just, they can throw a brick at the window and they're 7 on Oxford Street. But the fact of all of a sudden turning around saying, when a man in adverse, all that self-help nonsense, men are from Mars, women from Venus, shut up, you're Tony Adams. And the last time I saw Tony Adams, I like Tony Adams, I think he's an absolute stalwart. But I can't bear this new low-light in England. Jason, and it's not about lads culture and, way-hey and all of that and the Gazza argument or anything like that. But there was very little humanity coming out of the England camp. And lots of England supporters out in France said they did feel a distance this time. It was like England PLC, the new England, like a new Labour thing going on, New England. And they didn't see them having a lot and being actually, afterwards. It just seems so stage-managed and so much of Glenn getting everyone around and putting his hands on their chest to give them the warmth and all of this. And it's nonsense. He should go up in America and let... who's commentary's manager?
Gordon Strachan.
Gordon Strachan. That's who we want. We need Gordon Strachan.
You're right.
Well, how about Adam Wenger?
Adam should have been the captain.
You think Adam should have took a penalty, don't you?
I do, yeah. I think Adam's weak. He should. I think he's the senior man in the team.
Yeah.
And he is the person who leads the team. I think you've got to stand up and say, David Batty is not going to score from this penalty. I'll take
it. I don't know why he did it that way round as well. I think if Batty was going to take it, he should have took the first one. It's recoverable, then. Don't let him take the last one.
No.
I know it would have worked another way, but I think you have to keep saying in reserve. And Paul Ince, everyone knows this. I'm sure you did, Jason.
Yep.
He can't help but say, he's going to miss this, he's going to miss this. And it's that thing, if they turn their back on the goal before they turn around and hit it, they're going to miss it. But if they actually back away from the ball and then run up, they score it.
Like you would do if you're going to kick a football. You don't turn your back on a free kick.
Also, these players who take the three-step run-up
miss. No, always going to miss. Anyway, thank you very much.